Cards Weekly is presented by the Arizona Lottery. What's your game? Find out at ArizonaLottery.com.
Chandler's not going anywhere because if we have to, we're franchising. But hopefully we'll get it all done and be able to move on.
All right, it's official. The window is open. Now we get to find out, are the Cardinals open for business? We're talking franchise tags with Darren Urban, yours truly, Paul Calvisi. Cards Weekly on azcardinals.com. Simply put, between now and March 1st, do you expect the Arizona Cardinals to assign the franchise tag to anyone on this roster?
Well, obviously by public comments from many important people in this organization.
More than once.
You would think that, yes, they would probably use it because it's been brought up multiple times when dealing with Chandler Jones. They would obviously like to get an extension done with the linebacker, but whether or not they can get something done, they've made it very clear that he is not going anywhere next season. He will be a Cardinal, and obviously they would use the franchise tag.
And that's what it's used for sometimes, as a point of leverage, right, in trying to get a deal done.
Well, and it also buys you time because free agency is approaching quickly, and maybe this is something that's going to take a little bit longer. The last time the Cardinals used a franchise tag, Calais Campbell in 2012, they ended up getting an extension done. It just happened to be in May, and this bought them time to get there.
That's true. You have till July 15th to get a multi-year extension done, even if the tag is assigned. All right, so there's Calais. What if you get a deal done with Chandler Jones? Could Calais Campbell be a candidate for that franchise tag? I seem to think so. They want to get a deal done with Calais. He's 31. You think your window is open at least one more year. Why not tag Calais?
I would think the only reason you wouldn't or you would hesitate to do it is because of the amount of money it would cost to tag him. I mean, we're talking about whatever it would be, $15, $16 million. That's a lot
of
money.
That's if he's a defensive end, though, right?
Yes, but and again, they have listed him as a defensive tackle the last couple of years. You kind of wonder if that might be a point of contention with Calais and his agent. My guess is it might be. But I also think that I don't even think that's in anybody's mindset. One, because I think it's going to be tough to get a deal done with Chandler Jones. And two, again, the whole reason that there's issues with trying to extend Calais at this point is because you're iffy on what he's worth. And while I think they feel like he has at least one more good year in him, that's an awful lot of cap to be putting towards just him. And you figure Chandler Jones is going to cost a lot in an extension anyways.
You value Tony Jefferson, but if you tag him, that's $11 million for Tony Jefferson at the safety spot.
I don't think, given what they have at safety, I don't even think that's would even be a thought process.
Right, we'll see. 10 players were tagged last year. That was the most since 2012.